Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. This is episode number 12. And, how's everybody doing? So, I finally got around to getting to a movie theater and started to see some movies. Well, I saw one movie of the many movies that I want to see that are out, or some of them may have already passed, but I did go see Harry Potter, number 29, whatever movie they're on now. The final one. I saw that last night, and it was good. It was tied it all up very nicely, wrapped up the movie, the whole series. I never read any of the books, so I don't know how true it was, but I imagine it was good. They're pretty good stories. And, I was a little sad there at the end. I'll admit it. It's good. Those are perfect little movies for the not popular kids in school. Let's put it that way. I was thinking about this the other day, because I was never the popular kid in school. I'm still not the popular kid in school. If I was a kid thinking about those things, I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, it would be great to just be like, oh, blibbity blah 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 blah, thing, and turn some guy I don't like into a pig and watch him squeal, whatever. It would be great. So I see why they're so popular. J.K. Rowling, obviously, she either didn't know what she was doing or she knew exactly what she was doing. Either way, great. Good deal there. I want to see Captain America. I might do that later. Not sure yet. Probably 3D. I'm feeling a little like, I don't know. Not sure I want to deal with 3D today. I don't know. I woke up with like kind of, I feel like I have a hangover, but I haven't had a drink in like a week. So I don't know what's up. Maybe I'm getting sick or something. Anyway, so moving on. We got some depressing news, and we'll get to some better news towards the end, hopefully. The Norway shootings, explosions, don't have a whole lot to say about this because everybody knows it's terrible. You don't need me to tell you it's terrible. Obviously it's terrible. Thoughts, prayers, whatever go out to those folks. I have a friend that's over there in Norway right now. He said the country is just shocked, to say the least, kind of like 9/11 here, I guess. And, the London bombings a few years back, just people, Why do this? I don't. No one knows why. This guy, Anders Breivik. I don't know how you say it, but obviously not quite right. It was. This is what my buddy was telling me. They had some manifesto that it was kind of like a mutation of the Knights Templar's ideas. Which, if you don't know about those guys, they were charged with protecting the holy artifacts surrounding Jesus Christ, the Holy Grail, the what do you call it, Shroud of Turin, things like that. Some extreme version of that. I don't really know what he was after here. Evidently had some kind of Nazi influence as well, so not quite right, obviously. Yeah, and another bad news, Amy Winehouse was found dead, although they're not saying what caused her death. We probably don't have to go too far to think about what could possibly be. I'm thinking she probably didn't just fall off a stool in her house. Obviously, she had drug, alcohol problems for years, and that was it. I think she only had one album. I didn't really look into this, but I only remember one. Maybe she had two. She was just, I just saw a video floating around the internet today. She was just performing somewhere 3 days ago, so I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's probably an overdose. I think it's safe to say. So I guess it doesn't matter. If you're up there doing fine one day, it doesn't take much to just, be done the next. So we'll move on to a little bit happier news, perhaps. Two teams of astronomers have discovered the largest and farthest reservoir of water ever detected in the universe. The water is equivalent to 140 trillion times all the water in the world's oceans. It surrounds a huge feeding black hole called a quasar, more than 12 billion light years away. That's kind of cool. There's a massive amount of water just being sucked into a black hole somewhere. Like, I don't know. People skip over the space stuff these days. I remember as a kid, like, any of this stuff would be like mind blowing. You know, they find microbes from space, they find water on Mars or the moon, and like everybody's just like, whatever. What's going on Jersey Shore? Like, you know, I don't know why people don't give a crap as much as they did. So here's another interesting fact that may or may not be, I don't know how much truth there is in this, but a study was performed somewhere, I forget where this was, but basically says that relationships that have a fatter guy and a skinnier girl are happier on both terms. Both parties are happier in the relationship. Researchers found that a woman's BMI surpassed that of her husband's. Both partners reported more dissatisfaction in the marriage. After adjusting for income, education, depression, and divorce, the results showed that initially men were more satisfied in their marriages and women were more satisfied over time when the wife was thinner than the husband. So there you go. Good news for me. Maybe if I could find a fit wife, then we'll all both be happy. I mean, you know, Hollywood's been depicting this for years, with going all the way back to the Honeymooners and Flintstones and I don't know, any of those shows that even more recent stuff like what's his name, Belushi's show, and Still Standing, and what are some other ones I can't think of right now, the one with Kevin James, whatever that was. Yeah, I don't know. All those shows. Big fat guys, hot thin wives. That's what I'm talking about. Can we make that happen, please? So I don't have to think about anything. Here's something to think about next time you're at the beach. You get stung by a jellyfish. The British Red Cross says, don't pee on it if you get stung. It doesn't do anything. It's the wrong chemical makeup for the job. And that seawater is probably... Seawater is probably better for you than to get rid of the pain. Than pee. And vinegar is even better. So take a jug of vinegar with you to the water next time you're at the beach and you get stung, try using that. It says actually if you get stung, get out of the water and then just go get some more water and pour it over that, and you'll be doing much better, most likely. So Comic-Con going on, or it's probably over by the time you see this, but San Diego Comic-Con is the big one. I wish that I could have been there for that, but it sells out in like 5 seconds, and I did not get to go. I've been to the New York Comic-Con. I've been to the WonderCon here in San Francisco. Both pretty cool, so I can only imagine how cool this is. Pee-wee Herman was at this and said he's got a new movie. It's written and ready to go. He was working with Judd Apatow's production company. No word on whether or not Apatow is going to direct or not, but... So it's going to be very similar to Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which was his first one, and arguably the best one. I don't know. Big Top Pee-wee. Big fans of that out there. Don't hear a lot about that. I don't know. But, yeah, good for him. I like Pee-wee Herman. That guy has, like, not aged at all. I watched part of his Broadway show. It was pretty good. To say the least, I guess. I don't know. All right, so someone over at Boing Boing put out a request on Google+. A couple days ago, yesterday maybe, asking for jokes, and got a big list of jokes. I didn't read all these jokes. Most of them look like they're pretty terrible, but they are nerd jokes. Some of them might, you know. How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb? A fish. Hey! What? How many software engineers does it take to change a light bulb? None. That's a hardware problem. Hey! So terrible. Oh, boy. Let's see. Some of these are really bad. How many Freudians does it take to screw in a light bulb? Two. One to turn the light bulb and one to hold the penis. I mean ladder. Wow. I'll leave it at that. There's some other ones in here. I don't know. Oh, that's funny. That's clever. All right. Yeah, no. Check those out. I'll put them in the show notes. You go need some new jokes. Go check it out. Other than that, I think I covered everything I was going to cover here today. I'm still playing around with OS X Lion. So far, so good, I guess. A couple of issues with Flash that is kind of irritating because I do a lot of stuff with that. But if you have anything to say about that or found any fixes if you have problems with Flash, let me know. I'm @Langley on Twitter. And, yep, that's it. We'll see you next week.